Good day. This is the Farm Market News, broadcast number 348 for Tuesday, April 14th. I'm Dave Sims. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was slightly stronger in tight-range trading Tuesday, taking direction from the U.S. soy complex. Canola was up $1 to $2, with the nearby May contract up $2.70 at $456.80 per ton, while the most frequently traded July contract came in $2 higher at $456.70 per ton. Malaysian palm oil was slightly higher, which helped to underpin the market. Commercials and speculators rolled some of their contracts forward. Farmers weren't active sellers right now, as most of them are preparing for seeding, which gave futures some support. However, the Canadian dollar was stronger relative to its U.S. counterpart, which was bearish for canola, as it made it tougher to sell on the international stage. It also pressured crush margins as well. The key support level on canola's price chart appears to have held. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans and corn were up while wheat was down. Soybeans were up 8 to 11 cents, with the May contract up 11 at $9.60 per bushel. Prices corrected somewhat after falling to a nearly six-month low in the previous session. Traders went bargain hunting today as a result. There are ideas that China may ramp up soybean processing in the next few months, which also prompted some short covering. However, U.S. soybean exports to China have slowed down in recent weeks as the Asian country looks to South America for many of its needs. Corn was 3 cents higher, with the most active May contract sitting at $3.73 per bushel. There is speculation that recent rain has put planting in many parts of the U.S. Midwest behind schedule. Up until Sunday, only about 2% of the U.S. corn crop was in the ground. That compares to 3% last year, and the five-year average was over 5%. Short covering has also been a feature of today's activity. Wheat was lower, down 3 to 5 cents, with values in Chicago breaking below the key resistance point of $5 per bushel. The most frequently traded May contract in wheat came in at $4.97 a bushel. Forecasts for more rain in the U.S. Great Plains were bearish, as the rain is expected to help with the dryness in those states. Both Kansas and Oklahoma were expecting the lack of moisture to reduce their wheat output, but that could change now with the rain. The strength of the U.S. dollar continues to batter wheat exports. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday, April 14th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.